Hi, dictation for follow visit, Angela Alston, A-N-G-E-L-A-A-L-S-T-O-N, date of service 1/27/2022. This is a follow visit, date of birth is 5/22/66. The patient LSD has pain in the neck on the left side and pain in the lower back with radiculopathy or radiation to the left arm, front and back, and involvement of all the five fingers, both sides. She also has a severe pain in the lower back to the tune of 9. She also has a spasm and pain in the upper trapezius muscle on the junction of the neck to the shoulder. However, it is only 2 or 3. Overall, the pains are reported to be between 7 and 9 with effect of the ADS to almost 9. The patient has no relief since her physician who was treating her before has closed their shop. ADS that are currently affected are mood and sleep and enjoyment of life, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Relationship with other people is 8. General activity and walking ability and work is affected 7. In the system review patient reports in neurology and psych, patient is suffering from headache, vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory, anxiety. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the back, neck and the lower back, especially the lower back, left shoulder, and both the hands are numb due to the carpal tunnel. Feet are aching, and stiffness in the lower back, neck, and shoulder, and GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, no incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GE, there's no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient has changes. There is a lot of burning down her left hip, which is worsened. And in last 30 days, no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization. She reports weight loss, but amount is not, quantity is not measured. Trauma, no new trauma. Current pain medication is none. Her doctor office has just closed. Substance abuse patient reports. She uses alcohol 2 times a month. Compliance history, patient is, reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 206 over 138. Pulse is 84. Pulse ox is 92. The rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 1/13/2022, dictation number 0130-011. Please review, general review, musculoskeletal examination and extremity examination only. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue the treatment. Labs were reviewed. Patients provided with naproxen, Alavil, Skelexin, and Voltaren gel, along with Narco 7.5-325 every day. The use of marijuana has been advised to the patient to consider applying for certification and grow her own marijuana. And insight about opiate abuse and responsibilities are considered with the patient, and issue of the injection treatment, focusing on the trigger points, first of all, on the left shoulder, due to the few trigger points found, as well as cervical epidural and lumbar epidural steroid injection and facet joint injection. And bilateral sacral leg joint injections. The patient has been advised about them, and she'll be scheduled. As she has a multiple pathology, multi-level herniated disc in lumbar and cervical spine. The patient will make up her mind, and once she agrees and understands, we'll be more than happy to provide her the said injections. So far, she is stable, and she'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.